Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment, where we dive deep into the world of Stoic philosophy and learn how to stay unbothered in this crazy, chaotic world. Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, isn't self-care a bit fluffy? Doesn't Stoicism preach about resilience and pushing through discomfort? Listen, those are absolutely core Stoic principles, but here's the thing. True resilience starts with taking care of yourself. Think about it like this. You wouldn't try to run a marathon without properly fueling your body, would you? So why treat your mind and soul any differently? Today, we're talking about why prioritizing self-care every single day is not just a nice to have, but a necessity. It's about honoring your well-being, and believe me, it makes all the difference in how you navigate life's ups and downs. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will make you ditch the guilt and embrace self-care like a true Stoic warrior. First up, it's about control, not indulgence. Ever feel like self-care has this whole pampering yourself vibe? Spa days, bubble baths, fancy lattes. It can sometimes feel like a luxury reserved for those who have time and money to spare. But here's the truth. Self-care is about making intentional choices that nourish your mind and body, regardless of external circumstances. It's about finding small pockets of control in your day, even when life throws curveballs. Think taking a 5-minute walk, journaling for 10 minutes before bed, or simply choosing to disconnect from technology for an hour. These aren't extravagant acts. They're simple choices that empower you to manage your energy and mental well-being. Second, self-care is not selfish. Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, doesn't caring for yourself come across as self-centered? Absolutely not. Think of it this way. You wouldn't expect a flight attendant to safely guide everyone on board if they themselves were exhausted and stressed. Taking care of yourself allows you to be present, engaged, and supportive in your relationships, career, and everything else that matters. Third, it's an investment, not an expense. When you invest in self-care, you're investing in your long-term well-being. Imagine self-care as preventative maintenance for your mind and body. You wouldn't wait until your car breaks down before taking it to the mechanic, right? The same applies to your mental and physical health. By prioritizing self-care regularly, you're building resilience and reducing the likelihood of burnout, stress, and other issues down the road. Fourth, listen to your body and its cues. You know that feeling when your head is pounding from too much screen time or you're craving a good night's sleep? That's your body giving you signals. It's about learning to recognize those signs and responding accordingly. Maybe it's taking a break from work, getting some fresh air, or simply saying no to commitments that drain your energy. And finally, remember, consistency is key. Think of self-care as a daily practice, not a one-time event. Small, consistent actions add up over time. It's about building healthy habits that become part of your routine, like starting your day with mindful breathing, taking a short walk during lunch, or ending your day with a relaxing activity you enjoy. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized. You take a few minutes to meditate, focusing on your breath and setting intentions for the day. During your workday, you step away from your desk every hour to stretch and move your body. You connect with colleagues over lunch, sharing laughs and building genuine connections. At the end of the day, you treat yourself to a warm bath, light some candles, and curl up with a good book. This isn't some utopian dream, it's the reality that self-care can create. It's about finding balance, joy, and fulfillment in your everyday life. So, what are you waiting for? Ditch the guilt, embrace the power of self-care, and watch how it transforms your world. Remember, taking care of yourself is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And don't forget to share this episode with friends and family who might need a little reminder about the importance of prioritizing their well-being. Until next time, stay unbothered and keep practicing those daily detachments.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.